Good morning.
8:03. Ah!
Walking in the sprinkler. Stepped right into that one. 8:03 a.m. Saturday, July the 4th, 2026. 68 degrees here on the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Mostly blue sky morning. Few scatter clouds off to the north. Periodic crow outbreaks. It's been a morning for wildlife. Earlier on, I went past the horse pasture that runs right alongside West 20th. And there were four young turkeys. I assume they were young. They all looked to be about the same size, not quite developed. Right between the sidewalk and the fence line. And when I came up on them, they started walking away. And the longer I walked, the further they walked, and the more upset they got. So when it break in traffic, I sort of wandered out into the traffic lane in order to give them enough room to scoot behind me. And that worked. I was surprised how well that worked. And how lucky I was there was no car coming. So yeah, yesterday, 3 day. I spent some time with Roger, and it was kind of depressing. I started looking at where I left off, and it was like, no. So I backed up a little bit, tried to pick it up again. It was like, this is not working. And I backed up even more. And it was still not working. So I went back to the beginning and I started reading. And the start is good. The first chapter is okay. I like the first chapter. Second chapter, okay. Third chapter seems to be good. Chapter 5 seems to be about where it begins to unravel. I suspect the unraveling starts in chapter 4. So I'm going to pick up again this morning at chapter 4 and see if I can't find the story. I spent way too much time in No Man's Sky yesterday. That's the first problem. And I suspect I will spend too much time in No Man's Sky today. I need to check on my settlements and bring my frigates back on board. And maybe not spend the whole day wandering from planet to planet looking for lost ships. The name of the game is Exploration, and I'm not doing much of it. That might be the problem. I was working on creating a new base in the new galaxy, and then realized somewhere around mid-afternoon that not only was I in the new galaxy, I was way out in the fringes of the old one. And I'm like, that wasn't the plan. That was not the plan. Oh, that breeze feels good. I'm in the shade, and there is quite a substantial breeze blowing right in my face. You might be able to hear the leaves rustling. Or the wind blowing over the microphone, perhaps. Oh, that's something of a relief, actually. The temperature is already up to 68. It is pretty much blue sky, as I said before. It's going to be another hot one. We're all kind of hunkered down here, dreading the firestorm potential for the evening. As dry as everything is, even with these relatively mild winds, a misplaced spark could be devastating. That noise was just a single pickup truck. Just one. Holy crap. I don't think my hearing aids are turned up that high. But Saturday morning, I'm at my Saturday morning cartoons. I still have too much stuff to do this morning. I'm going to get the haiku prompts out. I've got to do a bunch of stuff around the house. I got to get some stuff done today. I was thinking, it's like, oh, I don't want to do any of this stuff. I don't. And it's like, you know what? I haven't done jack all month. I haven't downloaded my end of month numbers from Amazon. I haven't put up my end of, or my first of the month blog post yet. I just started a new book. I don't think I started yesterday. I started the day before. Andrew Karavik, Henry's Harbor. And it makes me want to find an RPG to play. Balancing stats, making choices between paths. All that good stuff. No, I won't. I need to get this book done. I need to at least get a draft done. If I get a draft, I can make it better. If I can make it better, then I get it to readers. If I can get it to readers, I can get it to the editor. If I can get it to the editor, I can get it to Amazon. Y'all can read it, but you can't do any of that until I have a draft. And I had big aspirations for this month to be, this is the month where I do it. This is the month where I binge write. This is the month where I, yeah, sure. I'm not sure even I believed it. I hope none of you did if I happened to mention it. Stand up straight, Nate. Stand up straight. Two girls on scooters. Through the fence they go. A cleverly hidden gate. Somebody's getting ready for a cookout today, I guess. The lady waiting by the side of the road to cross over behind me here. Recording, that's a good sign. Need to get my water bottle because it's dried out. Oh, there. I was going to listen to Blues of the Truth this morning, but apparently the episode did not download in the background. Luckily, I had a Jazz After Dark episode queued up, so listen to a little Jazz After Dark. And quite manic. It's not bad. 30s, 40s, 50s. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. More pause. But it seemed to be mostly 30s and 40s. There was a lot of big band sort of sounds. Songs I had never heard before. Interesting rhyme schemes. It's old songs. A-A-A-B. C C C D. No, I guess it was C C C B. I'm so used to hearing couplets, rhyming couplets, A B A B, C D C D. That the replication. Of course, it's the same replication as blues. Usually, the 12-bar blues is three repetitions and then a callback. Good morning. So yeah, another 8-hour night. The 8-hour nights are nice. I wake up feeling, I was going to say feeling rested, but I really wake up feeling groggy. And it's, I think it was like, I was like 10 minutes short of 8 hours this morning. Fitbit doesn't like it that I have two wake ups in the middle of the night. Old man's bladder. So it only thinks my 8 hours or 7 hours and 54 minutes is good, but not excellent. I've had an excellent night recently. Had only one wake up, I think. Don't remember. Anyway, I'm definitely getting my rest. Just I'm walking on the sunny side of the street too. Hello, roses. The morning haiku prompt was roses. I thought of those hidden in the sage. Blood red in the skeletal fingers of the pale blue Russian sage. They're all gone by. They're all turned black and wilted. There should be another batch, couple more, I think. Morning. And the lady with the healer who was blue healer. Small dog, white, black spots, black ears. I know that dog's brand. It may be a mongrel, but it owes a lot to a particular breed. And she got up with me, as I expected, but she's on the other side of the street. Now she's turning back into the cul-de-sac. All these little mini mansions here. It's lovely houses. I wonder what I'd do with that much room. Waste it, fill it up with crap, and then live in one little corner like I do now. Yap, yap, yap. I have no idea what that dog is barking at. He's walking along on a leash. Spinning around on his leash. Another single loud pickup truck. Geez, I bet he's a popular guy in this neighborhood. She's got him out of the sun into the shade. Gave him a moment to calm down. Seems to have cooled his jets a bit. Thought I heard the drum line earlier. There's a marching band at the high school. They may have been just prepping for the parade. There will be a parade later. I suspect there'll be National Guard jets flying overhead. Rah, rah. Don't get me started. Don't get yourself started, you idiot. Yeah, I'm looking at this rye here alongside the road, and it's starting to drop. I noticed that the rye in my garden is starting to drop, too. That's got little seed capsules onto the concrete surrounding it. I hope when the guy did the lawn yesterday, he blew them into the garden and not onto the lawn. I should get him to turn his blower on the seed heads and see if we can blow some of it loose and get it settled for the summer. It needs to be frosted before it will germinate next year. I think the longer it stays on the stalk, the less chance it is that a bird will pick it up and eat it. But that close to the house, we don't get a lot of birds that close. They do come in within a few feet of the window, but only with the feeder. Run, Robin, run. You run right where I'm going to walk, you dumbass. Take a divergent path. It was the same problem the turkeys had. Although, to be fair, the turkeys had a problem. They had a fence that was somewhat narrower than they were tall, the gaps, which would have made it very difficult for them to go through the fence. And they certainly didn't want to get into the road. Anyway. Looks like I made it another day. Recording is still going. I made it to the back gate. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.